Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends on Family Life Radio. There is a group of moms in Massachusetts, and they've started a club where they literally meet in this field on the outer edges of town, and they scream for like an hour just to release the stress. And so the question is, if you were going to start a club to kind of relieve stress, what would you do? 888-9976. Good morning.
Hi, my name's Mary Jo. I'm calling about your club that you're talking about.
Yes. What you got, Mary Jo?
Well, I'm a therapist, and I used to have the women that I worked with go out, and I taught them to howl at the moon.
Oh.
Full moons are best, but you can do it anytime. And I came back to work one day, and they were like, this was the most cathartic thing we've ever done in our life.
Well, as a therapist, what is it? What is it about the howling or the screaming or, you know, and getting together and doing it as a group?
If you think about emotions and feelings and how people, first of all, our culture teaches us not to have them. And so we're kind of raised not knowing what to do with them. And emotion is really just energy. It's a biochemical energy reaction in the body to all of the stressors of life. Hmm. And the cathartic is the release of the energy.
That makes sense. Because you know how sometimes you get frustrated and it's like you're crying, and the louder you cry, the better you feel?
Yes. Yes.
There's something to this.
And
I like
it's funny because we'll say, I don't even know why I'm crying, but I'm crying, you know? And yeah. Well, Mary Jo, that is fascinating. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Before you go, can I hear your best howl?
Hear my best howl?
We'll do it with you. We'll do it with you on the count of three. How about that?
Okay.
One, two, three.
So we're talking this morning about self-reliance. Three out of four will not ask for help unless it's the last resort. We're just trying to figure out, why do we do that? Sylvia is with us. Now, you're saying that you learned this from your job at the post office?
We're required to carry up to 75 pounds alone. So I learned not to ask for help because there was nobody that was going to be helping me.
Oh, gotcha.
You 75 pounds?
That's a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of us that are trained to do that because we have to depend on ourselves.
Self-reliance.
Kind of funny when we would get a package that said team lift and we'd start laughing because there was no team. There was just you.
Gotcha.
So, you know, you just learn to make do, you know, and you do your job.
You know, I get that. And there, you know, there is something honorable about self-reliance. Mm-hmm. But I also think, because, you know, if you can figure out how to do things, that means that you've learned how to succeed through adversity. But in a way, at times, I think it's okay to go, okay, uncle.
Yeah, yeah, there's a little difference between a sense of accomplishment and just refusing to allow somebody else to bless you.
Right.
But it's interesting, though, how, you know, this like spilled over into other areas of your life. You know, it started out as I was trained to do this at work, and then it moves into other areas. It just kind of becomes a habit at that point. Hmm. Our brains are so weird, aren't they?
Yeah, so
strange.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, and I also think that it's generational because my father always said, if you can do it yourself, it's going to be a lot cheaper.
Well, I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, you can save money trying to figure out something on your
unless
own.
Unless you mess it up further.
Becky's with us. What's on your mind?
Hello there. I just wanted to make a comment about the self-reliance.
Yes. So if you missed it earlier, we were talking about 3 out of 4 of us will not ask for help unless it's a last resort.
I think what a lot of people don't think about is you're denying other people the privilege of helping you. When you think of it like that, it makes it a lot easier to ask for help. A lot of us feel like that's why we were put on earth, is to help others. And so when you ask me for help, it gives me a reason to be joyful.
You know, that is a very good point. There is a huge blessing in providing for someone, whether it be financially or helping somebody out physically.
Yes.
So that's true. I mean, you walk away from that going, ooh, I feel good because I know I've done good here. And that's where, you know, the Bible says it's more blessed to give than receive. So, we're depriving people of that.
Right.
It's a good point.
Exactly. I feel like the reason I was put on this earth is to help others. I mean, So whenever I get a chance to do it, which is not often anymore with COVID, I stay inside a lot.
Sure.
I mean, I just feel like it's an honor. I mean, I want to help others. I look for ways to help others. So.
I like that. We should all look for ways to help others. That's why it's good to volunteer somewhere. Just find ways to to help out and scratch that itch, you know?
Yeah.
Or scratch somebody else's itch because then you're helping them.
Yeah.
Spill the tea. Are you familiar with that phrase?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, that basically is kind of a slang term for gossiping.
Oh, okay.
Like, spill I've got some tea. I just spill. Yes. So I'm going
to
dish.
One of those times where people are kind of trying to make it sound a little more acceptable.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Yes.
Really, you're just talking about somebody.
Really, you're just gossiping.
So I saw this tweet, and it said, my friend was explaining to her mom what spilling the tea meant, and her mom responded with, you have to remember the tea stains, so be careful where you spill. And she said, that's honestly one of the wisest things I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we can start talking, we can have a conversation, maybe you start dishing on something you shouldn't. And I mean, let's be honest, gossip is it can be enjoyable. I even hate to admit that. But we have to be so careful with our words. We have to be careful with the things that we're saying and the message that we're spreading and the actions that we're indulging in.
True. I mean, I've seen it just even being in broadcasting through the years where somebody will say, I heard this about that person, you know, and I'll say, how long ago was that? Oh, I don't know. So long ago. And so the trouble with spilling the tea is it sticks. Yeah. It stains and it sticks.
I just decided on my own to look up the definition of gossip because I thought,
oh, good.
Is all gossip bad? Mm. But gossip specifically has to do with talking about somebody with unconfirmed details.
There you go. Okay. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear? Blah, blah, blah. I think I heard this. Because if I talk to you guys about something great somebody did, that's talking about somebody. But is that gossip? No, I don't think it is.
No.
You know?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
No, gossip can be too harmful.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm always go back to Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. So it's like you're saying, it can go both ways. But what a responsibility our words have in building
Absolutely.
Up or tearing down.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think we should start some positive gossip.
Yes.
Tell something good about something, even if it's unconfirmed.
Spill that tea.
It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends on Family Life Radio. Love your neighbor. This is an opportunity to call in and nominate an unsung hero, maybe somebody who does for everybody else, but there is a need now that needs to be met for them, and hopefully we'll be able to make that happen. 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
My name is Sheila Ware, and I would like to do something really nice for my sister, Teresa.
Oh, Sheila, tell us about her.
She took care of my mom before she died. She was unable to take care of herself. She's had to quit her job now and take care of my dad. She lives with him. She is always doing for others, and she's put herself on the back burner. My husband's been in the hospital since Christmas Day, and it has been really stressful and everything, and she took me out and just spent all kinds of money on me and bought me all kinds of stuff and just made me have a very, very special day. And you can just call her. Anybody can call her, and she's right there for them. She's always put herself last.
What's her name?
Her name is Teresa.
Teresa sounds like a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a heart of gold, a heart of gold.
Well, what do you want to do for her?
Her car is constantly falling apart on her. And she's been wanting to get her teeth fixed forever, but she always, like I said, she puts everything that she needs on the back burner and does for others.
So help with the car, and how about her teeth?
Maybe there's...
That would be awesome. Yeah.
A dentist
or... She is so ashamed of her teeth, and she's been wanting to get them fixed forever and a day.
So does she, like, want to get them straightened out or veneers, or what does she want to do?
I think she's just wanting to get them all pulled and get some dentures because they're pretty bad. They've got some gaps and stuff. And
yeah.
She's always been ashamed and smile and stuff, but she's so beautiful, and she's got such a good heart.
She sounds wonderful. Well, let's help out Teresa somehow. Yeah.
That would be awesome. And I wanted to tell y'all that the radio, listening to y'all, is all that I've got to have as far as going to church since my husband's been in the hospital. And it has helped me and uplifted me so much. Aww. You'll never know.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Well,
wow.
Thanks for taking us along.
Yeah.
Thank you. Y'all are awesome.
Well, I'm so glad the station's been there and ministered to you.
It has. It has greatly. And God has blessed me tremendously.
That's wonderful.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Bye.
Sheila and her sister Teresa, they are in Lafayette, Georgia. And so if maybe you're a mechanic or a dentist interested in helping out, 888-888-9976. Also the same number you use to nominate the unsung hero in your life. For Love Your Neighbor from Family Life Radio.
Family Life Radio, it's Kankel, Fritz, and friends. It's time for that good news of the day. And if you've got good news, we'd love to hear your story. 888-888-9976.
It's good news, ain't it good for your soul? Some good news, oh.
Janella is with us. Tell us your story.
Well, I wanted to let you know, first of all, 2 years ago, we lost our eldest child.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I am too. You have been a prime support for this girl during that time.
Oh, I'm so glad.
The songs that you play, it reminds me God hasn't left. He's there. He's carrying me through. And I wanted, but also, I'm a diabetic, and for the last 5+ years, I've been seriously trying to get my blood sugars down. I did some blood work this last Monday, and the A1C came out a 6.6.
And is that good?
Pretty close to normal.
Oh, good.
When I started on insulin, it was like between a 10 and a 12.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, good news.
Yeah, but thank you again for your support, and, you know, just keep up the good work, because a lot of people do not realize who you are touching.
Well, the fact that you're realizing that you're not alone, there's a lot of people that tune into Family Life Radio just for that, to feel God's presence, that's really good news.
He is definitely, during this time of chaos, we're being carried through.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Well, you guys have a blessed day, and thank you again for what you do, because it is reaching to a lot of people.
Well, thank you for the encouragement. We appreciate that.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Praying without ceasing. Maybe that's a difficult concept for you. It always has been for me. That's something we hear in sermons that we read about. But I think the act of praying without ceasing, first of all, sounds intimidating. Like, how on earth do you do that? And I think sometimes you just don't know how to employ that sort of prayer, which is what I've dealt with my whole life. And a couple of weeks ago, a former coworker of mine came down with COVID. Ended up passing away, unfortunately. But the evening before he went to be with Jesus, I was so worried about him. I fell asleep praying for him. And 4 or 5 times throughout the night, I woke up. And it was as though I had been praying for him in my sleep.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was like I woke up mid-prayer. And I have never in my life experienced that. And I'm trying to figure out, number one, why it took something so drastic and tragic to get me to that place. And how on earth do I get back? How do I tap into that on a regular basis? Because it was a really, you know, even though it was a heavy prayer, it was just really neat and almost surreal to just like be waking up and feel like in your spirit you've been praying even though you weren't conscious.
Right. You know, I think that, well, first of all, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
That's horrible. But, you know, there's a book by, it's a really old book. It's called Practicing His Presence. And it's all about that. And he talks about how difficult it is
He's just talking about, hey, I was washing dishes and I just decided to stand there while I'm washing dishes and just say, all right, God, I'm going to think about you. I'm going to think about you and try to think and have your mind on God and pray. And it's a state of mind, and it's not easy, Misty. I don't think you're alone, but I do think that tragedy brings us to God. I don't know why we have to wait for that to happen.
I think it's a part of God delivering peace in a moment of deep sorrow that he knew you were going to be experiencing. And I think that moments like that where you're, when you're asleep, you're not physically conscious, God is letting you know that he's there even then.
Oh, absolutely.
And so sometimes those are special moments that just go kind of above and beyond, you know, where the day-to-day, moment-to-moment life. And so it's a very precious gift that he gave you, that communication that you were having, even in your sleep, and the peace that you could experience knowing that your friend is now
absolutely
with Jesus, as you said. You know, what a gift.
But it's a good question. How do you get there?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I want to tap into that all the time. Yeah, it was neat.
You want to chime in? That's give us a call. 888-888-9976. So this guy starts out with a penny and keeps trading for things until he ends up trading to get a house.
That's impressive.
That's crazy. Uh-huh. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So we're talking about trading, and if you've ever traded for something before, Maverick is with us from Michigan. Have you ever done that?
I sure have. I have actually an incredible story.
Ooh, okay.
Do tell.
Yeah, so I've been an avid hot rodder, and I owned a hot rod that I customized from top to bottom, and I was at a car show, and the Christian Motorcycle Association was there. Through that day, I started to pray with all the Christian motorcyclists, and God spoke to my heart that day and told me, you're going to sell your hot rod, you're going to get a bike, and you're going to join the CMA.
Whoa.
Okay. And I argued with God. And I was like, yeah, I don't think so. He says, yeah, I think so. 1 week to the day, God brought a motorcycle into my life.
Oh.
The guy traded me straight across. Sight unseen, he shipped it from California to Arizona, picked up my hot rod. I joined the CMA 3 weeks later, became the Goodyear Chariot Warriors for Christ president, and God is good.
Wow. And now you have a whole nother hobby. That's awesome.
I love you guys. I'm so thankful for what you guys do. And you guys minister to my heart every day.
Aw.
Thank you. I love that. God, I don't think so.
Yeah.
God's like, yeah, I think so. Now, earlier we were talking about trading for things and how it's become a big deal. You can trade for this and trade for that. Anna is with us. So tell us what's going on.
We have a book called The Adventure Challenge, but it's the family edition.
What are you talking about?
So it has all these adventures, and they're very random. You have no idea what you're going to do. You scratch it off, and you have to do it. So the book had a trade up in a neighborhood, a park, or a mall, and you had to have something that you were willing to get rid of. So we had the kids and everybody. We walked around the house and agreed on this candle. We traded for a potted plant. Uh-huh. We traded for a 31 bag, like a brand new insulated lunchbox bag.
Wow.
And so it was so fun. Went through the whole neighborhood. You meet people. And after that lunchbox bag, I was like, yeah, I want that. So we stopped.
You know, that reminds me of a story. I was helping out a missions, inner city missions organization in Wichita, Kansas. Uh-huh. And we were doing some things with the youth in the area called Bigger and Better. And it was something like that. You would take something and go door to door and trade up for something bigger and better. But we were not in the most safe neighborhood.
Oh.
And I didn't quite realize that.
Wow.
And the people in charge were like, you probably shouldn't be here. But they got a recliner out of it.
Oh, my. But you guys should check out the book. It's a lot of fun. Oh. There's all sort of adventures in it, and it's a neat way just to meet your neighbors.
And what's the name of the book?
It's the Adventure Challenge.
Well, my friend has one that she and her husband do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you guys have a fantastic day. We love y'all so much.
Oh, thank you.
We love you.
Family Life Radio. Hey, how about having a little bit of joy this morning?
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
I just
just want to give a joy report.
Boom!
There you go.
All right, tell us what it is. What's going on?
I just love Family Life Radio and what it does for my family. Anytime God wants to talk to me, He most of the time talks to me through the radio.
Really?
I just love how God just, He talks to me through the radio. People say, God doesn't talk to me. Oh, He talks to you. You just got to listen.
Exactly.
Good point.
Well, you know, yeah, God is always talking. We're just not always listening.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you guys are a joy to listen to, and I just thank God for your radio station.
Oh.
So it really has been a blessing to my family. I also was able to sponsor a child, you know, through you guys.
Oh, through Compassion.
Yes.
Yeah.
God spoke to my wife and I at separate occasions in the same day. Like, we weren't together.
Oh, wow.
About sponsoring a child. I just felt God talking to me that day. And then when I got home, I said, I feel like God wants us to sponsor a child. I said, I do too. And we, it wasn't even, we weren't even together.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for sponsoring me. Really appreciate that.
He needs somebody to watch over him.
Yeah. I always need a sponsor. Oh, that's great. Well, what a great story. I love that. Yeah.
I love you guys. I love the radio station. I love what y'all do. And God does use you guys.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you.
So you open the door, you walk inside. Maybe you've had a tough day. Does the family feel that? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's Kankel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. We saw this thing that Bren Brown posted and was talking about, Brene Brown, how you walk in the door and how it can really change the entire evening just by how you've, let's just face it, you got stress that you bring home. When do you unpack that? And how do you unpack it so you don't affect everybody in a negative way?
Yeah.
But she was talking about putting a smile on your face, walking in the door, and how that can just change the whole evening.
I would think that it not only changes the evening for your family, but changes your outlook. You know, you come in, you smile, everybody runs to greet you,
right.
Hug you, husband, wife gives you a kiss, whatever. You know, you reach down and pet the dog. That, I think... one of those things where you kind of trick yourself into the mindset that things are better than they are. Maybe that's the wrong way to put it, but sometimes smiling can change everything. It's just really strange.
Yeah, that's true.
Your perspective.
Yes, there we go.
That's what it is. It changes your perspective. Well, we have two dogs in our house, and I know you have several. You have a couple dogs as well. I've always thought the rule that we should greet each other like our dogs greet us.
Yes!
I love that
idea. Every time.
That's
hilarious. Every time. The joy is just inescapable, right?
It's the joy of seeing them. So I agree that should take preeminence. Well, she even said for the first 30 seconds, at least pretend you're elated to see these people and then figure out a way to unpack your emotions, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, aren't you happy to see everyone?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. But I think for me, it's like, you know, these people actually care.
True.
And they will listen to your story. So it's easy to kind of walk in with the heavy.
Right.
And I agree with what you're saying. Set it aside.
Because I've also been greeted that way, too. You walk in, it's like, something went south here.
Goes both ways.
Oh, yes. How far do we carry the dog thing, though? Because like I can go, you know, to the other room for 2 minutes and come back, and it's the same thing as if I've been gone all day. So imagine like your husband, your wife walks in the other room, and 30 seconds later, oh my goodness, you're back!
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.